You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by junior guard Sean Hazley of DePaul University. And Sean, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
You know, Sean, last season the Tigers posted a 28-8 record, 11-5 in SCAC play, advancing to the SCAC championship game. Just talk about what this group learned over the course of last season.
I think we learned how to win games. You know, we were a pretty talented group, and we were able to go out, had a lot of close games at Colorado College comes to mind. You know, where, you know, we didn't necessarily play as well as we could have or would have liked to, but we kind of just learned how to grind games out, and I think that is a good quality to have as a team.
You know, recently the DU Tigers, you guys just took a trip to Europe as a part of sort of your preseason in preparation for the year. Just talk about that experience and what it meant to the team and the way you guys have sort of, you know, come together, especially the importance of team chemistry.
It was a great experience. Went over there, went over to Italy, got to tour, see all the things you see in history books and stuff as a little kid. So that was really cool. And then, we also got to play a couple games over there. We played three games and played some pretty decent competition. Won two of them and then got our butts handed to us there in one game, which was good for us. Kind of put things in check and motivate us to work more. And in terms of team chemistry, yeah, it was great. Spent 10 days together almost exclusively. It just helps a lot team chemistry-wise. And, 6-hour bus rides and stuff around Italy definitely helps to come together as a team, especially with our new freshmen coming in and things like that. So,
you know, Sean, you lose four seniors off of last year's team, including, you know, two key starters and guys like Tony James and Tom Callen. Now, how do you go about trying to fill those roles? And now as an upperclassman, how have you, become, taken on a leadership role for this team?
It's going to come. It's not going to be one guy stepping in. We're not saying, all right, here, you have to be, do what Tony James did last year or do what Tom Callen did last year. It's, we got faith in our guys. We got, experienced guys coming back. But it's going to be more than one guy, we'll have two or three guys stepping in as a point guard to fill Tony's spot, but it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be the Tony James role. You know, he was a great player. We don't have the guys that can do exactly what he did, but we got guys that can do other things well too. So, in terms of replacing them, we're not really replacing them. We're kind of filling in their spot and going at things a little differently without them. But I think we'll be all right. We got experienced guys coming back and talented guys looking to step in and make a contribution. So, and in terms of leadership, we have six seniors on our team. So as a junior, I did score, I think I'm, with Steve Lemaster's hurt right now, I'm the leading returning scorer. But, we got six seniors, so they kind of absorb the leadership role, and I can kind of go out there and just play, which is, I'm trying to be a leader myself, but with six older guys out there, they do a good job of, absorbing that role and pointing us in the right direction. So it's a good fit there.
So. Sean, as a sophomore, you averaged 11.1 points per game, 3.5 rebounds. Just talk about what you've done through the offseason and worked hard to get better as a basketball player.
I got the opportunity to work down at Butler at their basketball camps, and I live pretty close, being from the Indianapolis area, I live pretty close to Butler, so got to go in and play with them in their open gyms, which was a great experience. Playing against those guys really makes you better. Playing against guys better than you, that's a great way to improve. And then just, working hard in the weight room pretty much, kind of a slenderer guy as a freshman, and even as a sophomore, I really worked to be able to take my game inside more instead of just being oriented all around the three-point shot. So,
again, you're listening to the 2010 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Days. I'm joined by junior guard Sean Hazley of DePaul University. And Sean, last year DePaul was second in the league in field goal percentage shooting. Just talk about how you guys look to continue that trend again this year.
Coach Famlin he always tells us, you know, if you're open, shoot it. And I mean, that confidence coming from him kind of translates into confidence in us. And we got great shooters on our team, guys that work at it every day. And with the skill and the talent shooting the ball that we have, combined with our coach, you know, we're not in the back of our minds. We're not thinking, oh, if I miss this one, you know, I'm going to get yanked. It's not like that. So the confidence from him and just the work ethic and shooting talent that we have on our team, that translates into high percentages, and hopefully that'll continue this year. So,
Sean, talk about what's the biggest surprise you've seen from this group as you guys have gone through preseason and in practice in preparation for the start of the year.
Biggest surprise? I don't know if it might be a surprise to everyone else, but we kind of knew it going in. Our Joe Bergfeld, our center, he was hurt last year. I think he's really going to impress people this year. He had to sit out all last year. He's a big guy, 6'7", and worked really hard to improve. I think he's going to really surprise people coming into this season. So,
talk about what it's been like playing under head coach Bill Finland, Sean, and what our listeners can expect to see from a Coach Finland-led basketball team.
You know, it's been great. He really cares about us as a group and cares about more than what we do on the basketball court. You know, he's always encouraging us to go to things around the community, things like that. So, I mean, he really cares about us, cares about developing us as people as well as basketball players. But in terms of what you can expect to see, I mean, we're gonna try to run up and down, push the ball, hopefully shoot a high percentage, and then we're gonna try to lock you down on defense. You know, we're gonna play almost strictly man to man, and just try to keep our guys in front of us and contest shots, and then defensive rebounds. That leads to the running game that I talked about earlier. So.
Now, Sean, talk about the incoming freshman class. How have they adjusted, you know, to college ball? And do you feel like you guys have a couple of freshmen that could, you know, really help this team out and make an immediate impact this season?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Brian Orler did a great job, brought in a pretty good class. Got a couple guys. I was talking earlier about people stepping in at the point guard position. Michael Wilkerson is going to have a chance there, I think, to contribute from the point guard position. Maybe coming off the bench, it's tough, you know. Freshman coming in, you got to learn the whole system and things like that. But we definitely have talented enough freshmen where if they can get, you know, their minds around what we're trying to do and grasp the speed and everything of the college game, they can definitely contribute for us. So.
The SCAC provides a number of challenges. Just talk about the difficulty of navigating through the SCAC schedule, Sean, and what makes this league so competitive?
I think the thing that makes it competitive is just the great teams. You know, you travel around and play all these teams, and really none of them are games where you're going in and you're thinking, all right, well, if we show up, we're going to win, you know. Playing teams like Center twice, teams like Oglethorpe twice, Birmingham Southern twice, and even Rhodes and Suwanee, talented teams that we've had success against in the past. But, you know, going into those games, you're always thinking, man, we got to go out there and take care of business. Otherwise, we're going to get our butts beat. So I think just the talented teams, especially in the East, playing all of them twice, that makes it really tough. Going around the second go-around, you know, they pretty much know everything you're doing. So, I mean, it's just the quality of teams makes the level of competition. That's pretty much about it.
You know, talk about the excitement of playing in front of the home crowd.
You know, it's pretty cool. You know, I'm from Indiana. Great history of basketball in Indiana. DePaul, we get pretty good crowds. A little bit of support from the community. It's fun, especially when you can feed off the energy of a good crowd to play. So,
you know, and finally, Sean, just talk about the goals that this 2010-11 Tigers team has, and what are a couple of things that Coach Finland and his staff have really been working hard on with you guys in order to get ready and prepared for the start of the year.
Well, our goal every year, you know, go out, win the SCAC. make it to the NCAA tournament, and we haven't got there in my two years here. So that's the goal again this year. We're trying to get that SCAC championship and move on to the NCAA tournament. But you know, we're taking it one day at a time. We know we got to improve every day in practice to get there. You know, we're focusing on the small picture, but with that big picture in mind. So we're working on it right now. You know, got to start with the basics. You know, we kind of, with that trip, Coach Fennell will tell you, we kind of had to do things backwards. You know, we had to focus on the big picture stuff, putting in things to be able to go and play those teams over in Italy so soon. And now we're kind of going backwards and focusing on the little things, the fundamentals, defensive principles, things like that. So that's what we're really stressing right now and kind of building up to being a good team.
A native of Zionsville, Indiana, junior guard Sean Haisley of DePaul University. Again, the Tigers open up their 2010 campaign November 19th against Franklin. Sean, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move throughout your junior year.
All right, thanks, Russell.